everyone, and welcome back to the tavern. I'll be your dungeon mistress for this evening, and my name is Phoebe Wickham. And I just realized I've been doing that backwards the whole time. It's, you could say, I'm Phoebe Wickham, and I'll be your dungeon mistress. That's how it goes. Whatever.
Also, you said evening.
I know, but I just...
This is very, very wild to assume people are listening to us in the evening.
I assume that mistresses only come out in the evening.
They're like vampires. So,
they only...
Yeah, I'm kind of going for the vampire vibe of, like, it's evening somewhere, you know? Anyway, and I am joined by Maeve Chapman.
Jeannie had a break bread bake. A kind of vigilante who struggles with empathy.
Kind of rhyme.
Empathy.
Yikes, that was Roman level.
Roman
at least has some cohesion. That was just like, I'm not sure what the fuck that was.
Roman has
kind of a rhyme, kind of forgot her last name. It's fine.
Because I was reading it and I got too nervous because I thought I was going to mess it up so that I was betrayed by myself.
Aww. Jamie DeCesare.
Hi, I'm Dally. I am leaving this place because, my God, are they all awful people. And I'm kind of terrified with who I'm about to go on this adventure with, because one of them just murdered someone with, like, ladybugs, and the other one's about to kill his father, but I'm not sure if the father might actually kill him, so it's kind of like a wild situation that I'm in, and it's gonna get really crazy. And I don't know what's gonna happen, and I might find a new turtle, who knows if my family even knew that I was gone, and it's all
Dolly,
a wild situation.
Dolly,
yeah.
Dolly, hi.
Hi.
It's the nose, half the mouth. Only one.
Okay.
Only one.
You get one breath for the rest of your life.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Make it a good one.
Make it count.
I guess I'm going underwater then.
And Max Riley.
Alamar Reedy, patricide amateur. I realized when I was looking that shit up, I was like, wait a minute. You can't really be like a patricide professional, you know, because you only got one shot.
It's true.
It's a really good intro. Don't undermine yourself.
I mean, what if you got like, you know, like half dads and stepdads?
Stepdads, or if you have two dads, yeah, I guess you have a
yeah,
little more,
dads.
A little more, yeah, a little more practice. But damn,
yeah, you know.
The list is not long.
It is not. Well, I feel like we've had a little bit of a tease as to what happened last time. It was a little bit of a lot. So, you all confronted your captor, pretty much. You came face to face with the man that had been imprisoning you for all this time. He was not too threatening of a person. He was a little halfling named Fred. And you learned that you have all been imprisoned for about a year, different amounts for each, but it's been a while. You interrogated him to try and figure out why this was happening, why you were imprisoned, a lot of things. You found out a lot of information. I suggest you go listen to that episode before you listen to this episode. I mean,
crazy.
It's a lore dump. It's a lore dump that I don't want to recap.
I know many of us listen from newest to oldest, but...
Of course, yeah. I know you're all going backwards to see where you start. You know, it's a fun way of doing it.
Yes.
Just fuck with the timeline. But basically, you learned a lot of things. You learned about how the town was founded with this principle of this prison. And Fred was the one hired to do it. And those founders are no longer here.
Damn
you then... You let out all of the prisoners by overriding the system, so all of the doors opened for a short period of time. And everyone filed out in a giant mob mass exodus. A couple people getting trampled along the way and will never see light again. However, at the same time, Talon went downstairs and made sure to at least, you know, give the scientist that made all of this mass incarceration possible unconscious. Whether they're dead or not, who knows, but they'll certainly remember Talon's fist. You also went and saved Genietta's mother, who had been, like, entrapped by the door that you had caved in to try and make it so she could get out when she got unbanished, and successfully got her up and running, and the Bread Bake family was able to go home. Other than that, the only real thing of note is you all met back upstairs to go out, and there was a man by the name of Gerard Caliente who had made a couple of advances at Dolly, not the sexual kind, the aggressive kind, And
those
once...
are okay, guys.
That is
and
A-okay.
Once Genietta got what whiff of this,
endorses
not okay.
Oh my god, I forgot the word.
Aggressive
move fast. Yes.
But you know who doesn't condone it? Genietta Breadbake, and she sent a swarm of ladybug locusts to eat him, and he was no longer. And then you all took the elevator up and were met by the storefront of the chain and stone store, the boutique as it were, and saw your first glimpse of actual real life sunlight for the first time in maybe a year. And that's where you are.
I would really like to see if this vest is in my size.
That's true. Wait, roll me a luck check?
You do gotta dress the part for, you know, what you're about to do.
Is that the D100 luck check or is that the D20 luck check?
Do a D20 luck check, D20. Please.
I got a 3.
It is not. It is very large.
Damn. Is it large enough to fit over my leather armor, though?
Oh, good idea. You know what? I'll say it is. It was an extra large, and so it is able to be worn over top.
Why should I not look
armor.
Stylish in battle?
Of course.
Of course. Of course. Sound like my father.
Yes, of course.
Speaking of, I must get on my way.
Okay, so yeah, best of luck. Let me know if you need anything.
Thank
you. Do
you
need any healing before you go?
That's quite alright. I'm doing fine.
Let me cast Bless on you so you have good stuff for your fight.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm out of spell slots.
You sure you don't want any help?
If it is to be a real duel and an honorable one, then I should do it on my own accord. But
okay.
The bless is fine. That's fine. That happened to me before the fight, so.
That's completely fair. All right. Well, I'm going to quickly run back home. Good luck killing your dad. And I'll meet you at the, we'll all meet at the bake shop.
All right.
Bye.
And Dolly's just going to start skipping off to her home.
Yeah. All right. Let's follow Dolly first, actually. So you return to your home.
Wonderful. I return to my home. Are any of my family out and about working on their shoes?
You do see your mother is working on a pair of shoes, and she sees you go, oh, Dolly. And she like runs out and like pats you on the head. You're home.
Hi, Mom.
Where were you? Where'd you go?
I was kidnapped and imprisoned because apparently if you do anything wrong, they, funny enough, they actually believed my, use air quotes here, obsession with turtles was apparently a danger to me and society. So then they imprisoned me for a year.
Oh my, I thought you had left when you took your turtles with you. I just assumed that, oh my goodness, darling, no. And she like kisses all your, like your cheeks and just like won't stop kissing you a million
Aww,
times over.
I appreciate it. Well, I just wanted to let you know that I was going to quickly grab my stuff and I'm going to be leaving.
Oh.
Yeah, so kind of like after discovering like how the whole situation was here, and I really, you know, the people who imprisoned me and the people who technically like run Havendale, they essentially killed my turtles. So I'm a little bit upset, a little bit peeved, just a little bit, but a little bit peeved. So I kind of am like, I need to find a new purpose out there. So I'm going to go adventuring out there, find the founders, and then most likely make them suffer a horrible, terrible death.
Oh, good luck.
Okay, thank you. Best of luck also with all your things. You know, I'm also just like the slightest bit peeved that like, you know, I was gone for a year and like there really didn't seem like much effort was made to save me. But that's okay.
Oh, I didn't know you. I thought you had left. There was a note that said, Mom, I am going off to go find my own way outside of Havendale. And that was it.
Okay, well, I guess I'll take your word for it. Tell Papa I say bye, and tell Grandpa and Grandma, and then Cousin Jerry, Cousin Louie, Cousin Lizzie, Cousin Stephanie, Cousin Miguelo, Cousin Leonardo, Cousin Raphael, Cousin Michelangelo, Cousin Donatello. Is cousin?
Tell them all.
Yeah, just tell them all that I'm gonna go.
Okay.
Cool. And then I will hip and skip and make my way back to my room. And then I'll just kind of just grab my stuff. I'll look at the terrarium where my turtles once were. How is that looking? How's my room looking?
It's right as you left it, pretty much.
How's my terrarium with turtles looking? Or without
turtles?
There's
no turtles in it. It's just an empty, sad terrarium. There's like a crack in it as well.
I will spend some time making an origami turtle, and then I'll place it in the terrarium, and then I'll just simply say, well, I guess you'll be able to live here forever, though. Well, at least until paper decomposes, but that's going to be a while. But don't worry, I'll find some other guys. I'm sure there's going to be a pond or a lake that's close by. Maybe I could find a big turtle. That'd be cute. Well, bye, guys. And then I spend the next 30 minutes giving funerals and final rites to all 34 of my turtles.
Beautiful. All right. And then you head out?
Then I head out to the bakery. Yep.
All right. So, we wrapped up with good old Dali. Now we are going to cut over to Alamar.
Ew.
Alamar, you start walking to the home estate, I assume.
Yes, I would like to walk home to, of course, my father's portion of the estate, not my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to walk right in and try and just look for my father, not saying a word to any of the servants or others who might come in my path or greet me or anything. I just want to find my father directly.
All right. You do see that the servants do look a little shocked to see you. They open the door for you and are a bit like, aha. And one kind of runs off ahead of you as well. You do assume that your father is in his office. He does tend to spend a good portion of his days there, which is probably a safe assumption.
Great. I will head straight to his office then.
Great. Are you going to... The door is closed to his office. Are you going to open it or...
Open it.
All right. You open it
I've
and you are...
I've knocked for 240 years, basically.
No longer. You are met by the most wooden of offices, wooden floors, wooden walls, wooden desk, and your father sits at his desk, and upon seeing you, he like sits up from the book he was reading, goes, son, I knew you could do it, darling. You are the yes, well done.
I take my the glove off of my left hand, finger by finger, and then I take it out and I'd like to slap it across his face and throw it down onto his desk and walk out into the yard.
So he had like stood up a little bit and like was like about to like come around to hug you and then get slapped upon the face. And you leave. You kind of, you know, wait out there for a couple seconds, and he, after a moment, comes out. You see he's got his long sword that he uses for dueling as well. And he has the glove, and he throws it down in front of you. He says, you certainly don't mean to fight me, do you, son?
No fighting here. Only an honorable duel.
Oh.
And I like to draw my rapier.
Oh!
Son, you do realize I knew you would get out, right? Like, it was... I wanted to make sure that you were up mentally to snuff. I know you'd been training with Dillison for a while, and it was about time that you strengthened your mind as well.
It's about time people like you relieve their grip from Havendale. I've seen how this city really works, and I was appalled. And knowing that you knew how it really worked as well and were all right with it, even happy to benefit from it, makes me sick. I like to just spit on
the ground. How often do you leave this estate, he says while he's like pulling out his longsword. How often do you leave and how often do you know the strifes of these people? I see what they go through. I run businesses. I know what's going
on
there.
Don't act like you don't live in a similar estate yourself. Just the fact that I hadn't left, although it is my own fault, doesn't retract from the fact that you sit here up on your hill and just look down upon the people of Havendale and think only of locking them away, not of bettering them or helping them or giving away your own fortune to assist them. No. Nope.
I am helping the greater good, son. Now, if you wish to
or are
to
you
kill
helping
me,
yourself?
It may be your greatest mistake. And
draw your sword, old man.
Goes on guard to you.
Great.
go ahead and roll initiative.
Bite. Bite. Bite.
All right, what you get?
I got. A dirty 20.
Nice. You know I'm cursed with dice. You get to go first.
I would like to have my sword up and take the dodge action. I would like him to strike first.
All right. Sorry, I'm reading stuff. So you kind of go into the dodge action and goes, "Oh, son, you know the first blow is the one that always wins." And he is going to go ahead and swing his longsword down right upon you.
With disadvantage.
Natural one. That do not hit.
I'd like to deftly dodge out of his way and go, "Huh, you haven't trained for a while then, have you?" Does he have any more attacks?
Yes, he does.
Oh, no.
Do they still have disadvantage or is dodge just the one?
They still do.
Dodge is just... Oh, do they cool. still?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? I'll take it.
So I think if it's a whole action, I feel like it should.
Thank you, Jamfany.
You have disadvantage.
Hell yeah.
So you dodge out the way, and he comes now with like a side slice to kind of meet you where you went. Does a 12 hit?
Sure does not.
Son, you're quite spry for having been sat down for a year. He swings one last time at you. Another natural one. My dice curse is really hurting bad today. And that would be your turn.
Great. I would like to easily dodge out of the way, give him like 3 seconds to like regain his stance before thrusting forward with my rapier.
You know he does so. He goes back to his just base on guard.
Does a 21 hit?
21 does hit.
So I get my sneak attack as well.
Kill him. Get him.
So just the sneak attack is 15 piercing damage plus an additional 13 piercing damage.
You see, you like cut him across the face just a little bit. You the fool.
If you knew me at all, you would know that although I've wasted 1 year sitting, rotting in your prison by your hand, I had spent the previous 260 training for a moment such as this.
Well, that was the point of you sitting down. It was part of your training. Don't you understand? And he is then going to swing back at you once more. Do 16 hit.
Does not.
It's not. All right, second swing. Does a 23 hit?
It does.
So he comes down on you, this time predicting your move. Remember, your old man is a little bit more spry than most. You take 10 slashing damage.
Owie.
And then lucky he's gonna come on you again.
From an old man.
19 to hit.
Sure does.
It is more than luck, son. Every year you've trained, I've trained at least double. Only 2 damage, though, 2 slashing.
You sure about that, old man?
Certain. Fighting my son is harder than you think. I love you. go ahead, it is your turn.
Remember you have blessed, just in case you forgot.
I did forget. What do I get with blessed? Do I add a d4 to my,
To every roll.
My 20? Oh, to every roll?
Every 20 roll. Every 20 roll.
Great, I would like to strike forth again.
Go ahead.
Aye, aye, aye. I don't know if that'll hit. That is a 15.
15 does not hit. You definitely dodges out the way.
Damn. Then just kind of keep my little... I'll keep my knees high and my, I don't know, head in the air. I don't know what fencers do. But I'd like to be ready for anything.
Keep your rapier at the ready. And exactly. He comes in full force, just like this time he is on the offensive. He is trying to just like push you back. And with 3 just really quick, just ching, ching, ching of his swords. 24 to hit.
Sure does.
That is 8 slashing damage.
Right.
The next one, 18 to hit.
Got a defensive duelist. Okay, so yeah, I'm actually going to use my reaction to with defensive duelist to add my proficiency bonus to my AC. So my AC is now 20.
Nice. Okay, so that one misses. And then the last. That one you kind of swoosh out the way. You know, swoosh. And then a 26 to hit.
Yeah, that,
so that one
still
gets
hit.
Through. That is another 12 slashing damage.
I'm going to, yeah, was that my reaction? Damn, I can't do an uncanny dodge then. Oh well, that's fine.
All right, that is now your turn. Son, please, I don't want to be fighting you. I did this for you. You get that, right?
Again, watch your words, father. This is a duel. Since it has started, we cannot finish it unless one of us is on the ground dead. I'd like to strike forth.
Go ahead.
That is a 24.
24 hits.
Great. The sneak attack damage is only 13. Yikes.
But
then my regular piercing damage is still only 7. Ugh. Weak strikes, Allie. Right.
Good, good, good. Give me one moment. Anything else?
That's all.
All right. He is going to return with more slashes. This time he's kind of going for your legs. Going a bit lower. 22 to hit.
Yeah.
That is 11 damage.
Ouch.
Slicing your caps you a little bit. 19 to hit.
I'd like to use my defensive duelist again.
Cool. So that one does not.
20.
You deftly push it out the way.
Nice.
And then a 16. So that does not hit.
Not hit.
All right.
Great.
Beautiful, beautiful. That is you.
And I'll just be ready to strike again, like a little bit of blood rolling down my leg, and be like, just no, father, I will not give a yield, nor will I accept one. Ooh-wee! That is a 24 again.
Damn, yeah, go for it.
To hit.
So be it, son.
Kill your dad. Do it.
Sneak attack damage has 19 piercing damage.
Woo!
And then my regular piercing damage is 7. That's lame.
Beautiful. All right, let's return. He, at this point, is done talking. He's just angry. This is a disgrace on his family, a disgrace on him. How dare you?
Dishonor on you, dishonor on your cow.
Yeah, exactly. 16 to hit.
Sure doesn't. Get fucked, Dad.
Deftly jump out the way. Another 16.
Hell no. Haven't you learned, Father?
And even worse, a 13. So
Lord.
His rage is kind of getting in the way as he's just like blinded by red at this point, and he's just like,
you say you train, yet your emotions cloud your tactical judgments.
His face is bright red. I thought we were done talking.
You might have been.
Alright, go ahead.
I could defeat you while reciting poetry, Father.
Oh, it'd be like Sokka, yeah, cite some
great
for us.
Exactly. Throw out some haikus. All right, so I will lunge again, and that is a 26 to hit.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it.
For my sneak attack damage, that is 16.
Beautiful.
And then for my regular is 10 piercing damage. All
right. Good work. Beautiful. He has already taken 100 points of damage. I just want that to be known. You
damn
have
straight
sliced quickly
get fucked,
through
Dad.
This
alive. Get
and
fucked, Dad.
He like
only
spits
43
blood
damage
to the side, and he is not having this. He's going to come at you once more. This time, just like got two hands on the longsword and is just trying to charge you through.
Give it your best shot, Father.
An 8.
That's what I thought.
Next.
Could I kick his sword out of the way with an 8? Just like,
yes.
Great.
You can't, and then you all, and then you grab onto it and just like fully spin him around with a second, because I got a 13.
Yes.
And then a natural 1. so what would you like to do to fully push him out your fucking way as
I'd love
he
to, if he, like, I spin him around, right, and he maybe stumbles a bit, mm-hmm. I'd love to put, like, the ball of my foot, like, on his shoulder and just kind of, like, lean in, just be like, you've lost your focus, Father, and just push him back.
Perfect. You push him and he kind of stumbles forward and quickly turns around to face you. Go ahead, your turn.
I'd like to kind of, like, walk forward, not in like a fencing shuffle or anything, just a full mm-hmm. like confident walk towards him.
Yeah.
Say, you fight like your life isn't on the line, Father. I think that's a mistake that'll cost you. Oh, I rolled really poorly. I fucking trip in the middle of my sentence.
Oh, no!
That is a 18. Or, that's yeah, still an 18.
18 still hits.
Really?
Yeah.
I trip mid-sentence and stab forward into, like, his leg.
Trip into him, yeah.
So that's 12 piercing damage off the sneak attack, which I technically get because he was very surprised when I... and so then sneaky. 10 normally.
Nice.
I just slick back my hair and go, you know what I mean, father.
This one, he's just gonna like look at you and shake his head so disapprovingly, and he's kind of gonna like pull himself together a little bit, and you see he starts looking a little bit better than he did after those first hit, like those bajillion million hits, as he kind of starts to gain his composure back, and this time he is full like, all right, to the death it is, and is going to come for you. First one, I need to change dice because that was another 13. I've gone through 4 sets of dice so far. That's better. An 18.
I'll use my defensive duelist to raise my AC to 20.
Nice. Next one.
Oh, wait. Actually, my AC is 21. I am bad at math.
Oh, shit. Next one is a crit.
Owie,
so
ouch.
You take...
My soul.
17 slashing damage.
I should have waited for fucking uncanny dodge. Fuck me.
And then he is going to just charge you and start hitting again. So another round of attack.
How is he looking, by the way?
He's definitely looking rough. Like, your old man, his hair is tussled. He's got some slices in him.
He's bloodied, right? Maybe?
Yes,
hopefully.
He is
okay,
bloodied.
Thank God.
He's 100, yeah, definitely bloodied. Does a not natural 20 hit?
No.
We have defensive duelist.
Yeah, yeah, so it's 21 is my AC.
I assume
that out.
It's 23, so that hit.
Yeah.
You take 3 slashing damage.
Oh, thank God.
And then one last one. A non-natural 20, so that does not hit.
Nope.
All right, that's you.
Great.
Kill him. Kill your dad.
I sure would like to. This is getting hairy. I'm at 20 hit points left. Just no room for words. I'm like focusing on where every piece of my body is so that I can use it to its maximum potential. And that is a 23.
23 hits, yeah.
That is 18 off the sneak attack.
Ooh, nice.
And 13 maximum damage off of the regular.
He is looking very rough at this point. Like, he is coughing up blood as he goes. He's like got blood streaming all out of his mouth, and he looks deranged. There's no way this man is going to let his house be toppled by some little twerp who's just upset with his parenting decisions, and he is going to volley another round of attacks.
Man goes down and he falls. Yikes. To daddy issues.
13 does not hit.
No, thank God.
Nope. 11 doesn't hit.
Good.
And a 12 does not hit. That
oh,
is
thank
you.
God. Okay.
He is just like swinging all over the place at this point. He's blinded by like, you've cut a little bit over his eyebrow, so he's got blood gushing into one of his eyeballs. It's not cute.
Great. I like to stab him again. That's a 17.
Do it. That hits.
Oh, thank God. That is going to be... Whoa! 24 sneak attack damage.
Oh my God. Okay, he's still up.
And then 9 is the regular piercing damage.
He is so close to death, but he's still kicking. He is with his final like breath going to
As
do
a bonus
last...
action, could I do an offhand attack with my dagger?
If you've got it out.
I do have it out.
All right, then go for it.
All right.
Sneaky bastard.
That is a 16.
That just hits.
Oh my God.
You motherfucker.
So, okay, I don't think I'll kill him though.
You might.
Really?
You might.
No, I rolled a 1 for the damage. All right. Fuck.
So, 1 damage.
I like try and stab forward and be like, enjoy your last moments, father. And then like out from like a little pocket in my vest or something, spring out a little knife and stab it in, like just barely missing my mark.
He looks at you and he kind of smiles. He's like, you fought dirty, son. I thought I taught you better. I thought you were a man of honor.
Stab him again.
He was another round of attacks. A 16.
Nope.
A 12.
Nope.
This dice, I'm throwing away. New dice. New dice. Final attack on a new dice.
Can't you keep switching it out? Maybe it's you.
I can!
Maybe you're the issue.
I'm so cursed. And a 16.
An honorable duel needs two honorable fighters, father. And after what I've seen of your conduct, I can never see you as an honorable man again.
You little twerp. Go ahead and do your attack.
That is a 22.
That hits.
16 from the sneak attack.
Yeah.
And 8 from the regular stabby.
How would you like to kill your father?
I liked those last words of mine. I think I'll just stab him straight through the heart, sheathe my rapier, and grab his longsword from where he fell.
So you stab him through a perfect fencing form and position, and you pull it out, and he crumples to the floor, blood spurting from his mouth as he just lays there bleeding out, and you pick up his longsword.
I'll pick up his longsword. I'll go over to like the nearest servant. Mm-hmm. Okay. Please fetch Bent Divison for me.
Of course, master. And he'll go off and fetch Divison. You do know he wouldn't normally call you master. He'd call you little master or some form of
little
sir.
Master. Master Junior.
Little master or some sort of sir. This is a Jake. And he runs off and go and grabs Divison.
I'd like to, before Dithison comes back, I would like to discuss the allocation of my... Oh, wait. I do have an older sister. But I'll still... She'll probably get my dad's fortune and all that. But I'd love to talk to another servant about the allocation of my inheritance and my fortune back into the community.
Sure, you very easily... flag down a servant and begin the process of writing up a contract of what exactly, like, basically your will in a way, but also your father's will you are allocating as you go. Wonderful. You are going straight to business with your father dead on the floor at your feet. After a moment, Dithersing comes up and he's running. He's, Allie! Allie!
And I'll do a big Studio Ghibli hug with Dithersing.
Spin around, it's a whole thing. Are you okay? You're here?
Yeah, I mean, yes. Did you know of what my father did?
And at this point, he notices your father on the ground. He goes, oh god. I didn't know until after it happened. I just suddenly there were people there and there were coats and... I was freaking out because I thought they were coming for me because I didn't think they'd come for you.
Ben, it's fine.
It's so good to see you.
It's
he hugs you again.
Wonderful to see you. Listen, I can't stand to be in this place, this town any longer. I know we always talked of traveling the land, finding out who we could best in a duel and just seeing what the world has for us. And I think now is the time. Better than any.
I'd love to.
Great. I was thinking I have a little bit of my fortune left. Maybe we can get a few supplies and hit the road tonight. Horse or two.
Oh, Lord, my father. What is he going to do? He's out of a job.
I can settle your family's debts with mine as well. And I'll like snap for another servant to come over and arrange for Dithison's dad to live well. Dithison Senior.
Beautiful. Oh, you're far too good to us. Yes, please, let's go. Let's go immediately.
There's a certain quirky turtle I'd like you to meet as well. I hope that's fine.
Sure, I am very open to quirky turtles. Sure.
Great. That's one way to put it.
And I'll bring Dithison to the bakery.
Beautiful. Ginietta, you arrive home at the bakery before any of the rest of your crew show up. You see, as you kind of approach, you see the window is smashed, and you kind of think back to your memories that you kind of had, and you remember that sound of glass breaking, and you realize that this is probably what happened, is one of the main exterior windows had been shattered in as people kind of blocked the place. And you see your mother is kind of sweeping up glass and your father's in the back doing inventory. And they don't, when they see you, they're like, oh, welcome home. And they keep going about what they're doing.
Hi. I'm gonna have some friends over soon. Is that okay?
Your dad pipes up and like, oh, yeah, of course. 100%. Bring whoever you want. We need to get business back and pumping, you know? So we're not just missing.
Yeah. About that, I've, come to the realization that I am a really bad baker, and I'm not, you two have given me so much, and I haven't been able to do anything for you, because this is, unfortunately, just not where my skill set is. I don't really know what my skill set is, but I know it's not baking. You don't try and talk me out of it. You know it's true. I know you would double bake batches that I made and put those out instead, and it's okay. I know they're bad. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's not it. I do think I did something kind of bad today. I do think I need to see a therapist. But my friends are coming over, but then I think we're gonna go on a little adventure. I have some things to do. So this is a really long way of saying that, I won't be home for dinner tonight or for the foreseeable future.
Your mother kind of comes up behind you while you're in this kind of tangent and puts a hand on your back. Darling, you were a wonderful baker. You're just not great at proportions. But look, I understand. I don't know how we're going to go back to our lives after all of this happened, so if that's what you need, that's what you need, but I don't know if there's such thing as a traveling therapist. You're gonna have to find a new one in each, which is gonna be like starting over, and I just want to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, oh, I mean, I'm fine. Some people aren't.
I'm fine with my actions. I'm fine with everything I've done.
She's not
Gina,
fine with it.
Whatever makes you happy makes us happy, I promise. And she kisses you on the forehead.
Dina cries. there's the three founders of this town, just kind of, I learned that they kind of set up here and left. So I think it's someone's responsibility to go and pay them a visit.
Okay. I don't know exactly what that means. But you're gonna need some treats if you're visiting someone, because you have to always show up with baked goods. So, also, all of our inventory is gone, so if you want, your friends to eat something, we're gonna have to go cook it. I'd love, a little bit of help. I know you're not great at proportions, but you could grab ingredients for me.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to do that. Absolutely.
Okay. Wonderful. Come on. Let's go. And you go back with your mother, and you are baking, and before you went into prison, they had started to give you a little bit more freedom in the kitchen, which is where things started to go wrong. So this time it's back like you are a young little Genietta again, where basically all you're tasked with is mixing. And you feel a little bit more comfortable with that. It's a lot less stress-inducing. It's more of just like a happy family moment to experience. Your dad every now and then will help grab some of the heavier ingredients off like the top shelves. But you begin baking for your friend's arrival. After a while of doing that, you, like, very quickly, you guys are professionals at this, have dozens and dozens of cupcakes and all the different flavors and things that you, promised your friends you would have.
Algae.
And, yes, lots of algae-flavored cupcakes. And, first, you have a good old Dolly arrive at the bakery.
I walk in. I look about.
Is that algae I smell?
Oh, Adunia pokes her head out and she's covered in flour. Oh yeah, here, this is batch number 2. The first one I kind of mixed too much molasses in, but here you go. I hope they're good.
At it and look up at her.
You baked this?
Well, my parents did.
Oh, okay.
And then I begin eating it.
Beautiful. And it is delicious. It is everything you could have hoped an algae cupcake to be. It is not matcha. It is not anything pretending to be algae. It is actual algae cupcake. It's got really, like, it's kind of got some, like, dirt earthy undertones to it, but there's also a nice sweet vanilla that comes through as well. It is a very delicious cupcake of sorts, and you two begin to kind of like sit down and chat as you wait for Alamar to arrive. After a while of doing that, unless there's anything you would like to do in the meantime.
Not specific. I'm just chilling, vibing, chatting.
It's nice. Your parents, Janetta, have lit the fire in the fireplace that kind of helps bring the warmth back into the space. And after a while, you can kind of see him coming through the windows. You see a little bit of a bloodied Alamar kind of making his way slowly to the bakery.
Left a trail.
Oh.
Yeah, he's just like, but he's got a friend with him as well. It's a happy, but also very bloody, just kind of a confusing image of Alamar Aridi walking down the hill towards the bakery.
I run out. Are you okay?
Did you win? This is Divis, Ben. Sorry, Ben here.
Hi.
I've told you a lot about him.
You must be the Quirky Turtle. It's nice to meet
yes,
you.
Yes, Quirky Turtle.
That's me. I'm Quirky.
That's Dally. And this is Ginny here.
Pleasure.
Hello.
Couple friends. They'll most likely be joining us on our little excursion.
Oh, is wonderful. Ben coming with us?
Bent, yeah.
Bent?
There's a T at the end of that, yes.
Oh, okay. Like, get bent.
I think it's like Ben, but it's got a little bit of like
a little flavor.
English
at the
breakfast
end.
At the end.
Oh,
yeah.
We just made English breakfast cupcakes. Do you want those?
That would
English
be lovely.
That would be delightful.
Cupcakes? Yes.
Okay. Jamie himself is a little bit disgusted by that, but that's okay.
I think she means the tea, not the classic, not like things on toast. No,
the,
like
tea,
the tea
doesn't make it. I was thinking the tea too. That doesn't make okay. it. I don't want to eat that as a cupcake.
I mean, there's like green tea. Cupcakes.
Yeah,
and like,
green tea. I could
like
English
Earl Grey
breakfast.
Flavor.
No.
Yeah. Earl Grey, but Earl Grey is just like sweet citrus, and I feel like that's normal.
Yeah, Earl Grey can do it. Yeah. English breakfast. No.
All right.
Hot take.
You all get inside and you partake in your baked goods, and things start to feel a little bit more natural. It's nice to get warm after being in that cold prison for a while. You didn't realize till now, but a chill had really set in your bones after being there for so long, and you kind of start to loosen up and feel warmer, and it's nice just to be surrounded by a family. Is there anything you'd like to do at this bakery, or are you gonna set off on your adventure?
I want to patch up the window really quickly, the one that was broken.
You're gonna what?
Patch up the window that was broken.
Oh, patch up the window. How?
I'm gonna stick some boards on it and write "to be fixed."
There you go. Okay, so you board up the window so that there's no breezes or weird drafts coming in, and it will act as a temporary window as your family orders a new glass pane with the inscription of the Bread Bake Bakery with a nice loaf of bread on it.
I can fix that
soon.
For you if you want.
Really?
Yeah, just gonna take me a little bit.
I mean...
Well, here, you guys keep eating and keep chatting. I'll do this. I enjoy really talking to strangers anyways. And I'll go over to the window and I'll just cast Mending.
Does Talon
Yeah,
ever-
so... You don't see Talon come back. You do... I will say, If you're like active, are you gonna be actively like being like, is that like you're gonna be like looking out the window every now and then, like, oh, is Talon gonna be on the way? Yeah. Or are you just like, if she shows up, she shows up?
If she shows up, she shows up.
Okay, so she doesn't. You don't really. Do you have a feeling she went to a bar somewhere? You're not sure where, but probably got sidetracked on her way there. Actually, I will say, so you do catch a glimpse of her. As she's walking, you watch, she kind of like, look, you, she's like, it looks like she's headed towards the bakery. Like, you do catch like a glimpse of a person out like your corner, and you like, it's someone headed towards the bakery. And then you see that she kind of like, stops for a second and then makes a right turn and starts walking in a different direction and goes down the street that way. You're not sure exactly what caught her attention or why she decided to change paths, but she has moved, onto a different place. Wonderful. And after a while, Dolly, you are able to kind of pick up the pieces of shard glass that Jeanetta's mother had been clearing up and kind of slowly mend them back together and slowly put the window back together piece by piece. It's a beautiful puzzle, and you do, and even you're able to kind of reform the like bits that had been shattered to dust and were unsavable. You're able to kind of reform those. And the bread bake window is back in its full logo glory, and you save the bread bake family a good chunk of money for not having to buy a new window.
Well, I guess thank you so much, bread bake family, for giving us some food, and I really appreciate, and hopefully your time in prison was not too bad. Well,
we didn't know that we were imprisoned. So, could be worse.
It really could be. Like, you could have, like, died. You probably could have...
Okay, thank you so much for mending this window. It meant a lot to us.
Oh, okay, you're welcome. I'm gonna, get, right, I'm gonna get, let's go?
Yeah, let me just grab my bag.
Okay, pleasure meeting you. If you need anything...
And then I turn around and walk
of
away.
Of course. Okay, So, Jeanetta, you go and you grab your bag, and you see that it is open, and there is, like, a Ziploc bag of a bunch of muffins that has been shoved in there, you assume, by one of your parents. You zip it up, and you get ready to go. Allie, is there anything you'd like to do before you leave this bakery?
Oh.
Nah, beautiful. So, you all kind of start to head out. Right as you're kind of, like, exiting the bakery, Dolly, your mom runs up behind you and goes, Dolly, oh, okay, I caught you, okay. I thought, it's only fair that I just want to make sure you have a little bit of home when you, leave. And you see she pulls out this little glass, turtle figurine and hands it to you, to keep with you. It's just to make sure that you, never feel too alone.
You remember. Thank Mom, thank you.
Of course.
I really appreciate it.
I was really worried when you'd left the first time, and I thought that we didn't get a chance to give it to you, because we've been saving up for so long to give it to you for Wintercrest, and I'd never got a chance to, so...
It's okay. If you need anything, I'll come yell to the wind. I'll be there to hear it.
We love you, you know that, yeah?
I love you too.
She'll
so much.
Take your face in her hands and kiss both of your cheeks, and then we'll scurry off back the way she came.
And I'll hold my little, my cute little, glass turtle. Just kind of hold it close to me.
And the four of you, good old, Allie, Ditherson, Jeanetta, and Dolly, you begin to kind of make your way out the city. And as you're walking down the streets of Havendale, this is the city you remember. This city did exist. You were here. You lived here. There, you spent good time here. Even if the past year was the same day, there were memories before this, and they were good ones. You ran through these streets. You played in these alleys. You grew up here. And as you walk down the street, you notice on the side of the road a sign for the Turtle Sweep Tavern. It is the sign of the tavern you remember entering, even if you never did. And with that, we will end this campaign.
Woo! Yay! Woo! Wow!
I want to throw feces at that tavern.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is it like burnt down? Because everyone that just escaped, like, yeah. has probably saw it. We're like, no, never
it's
again.
Back.
So far, it is unharmed. Who knows what its fate will be?
Actually,
I
heard people in Ginny's Bake Shop actually prepping a mob to attack it.
You know, they want to build up and do it right, so it's not just one person.
It's all
exactly. Make sure it's a full
Like
no,
like
not just
Caesar.
One person gets the pleasure.
It's gonna be it's gonna be like Burning Man, but Burning Tavern.
Yeah,
there you go. All right, before we fully wrap it up, I want to give everyone a chance to kind of let us know where your character goes after this. A little bit of like a where are they now? So, Jeanie, we're going to start with you. What becomes of Jeanetta Breadbake as she goes on the road with her friend?
So they all set off, obviously, together. I personally don't think it lasts for that long, them being together. Because I think we all get distracted and we're so passive aggressive, I don't think it's gonna last that long. But
you might have done some atrocious act that they don't approve of, yeah. And you kind of go off on your
maybe.
Own.
For some reason, they can never look at an insect again. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I do think Ginny reads all the ethics and morals books. Like, I think she tries to become a philosopher because she needs like moral answers. She definitely hunts down the three founders, and she's made it her life goal to get rid of them. And along that path, I think her morals become more and more gray due to the weird trauma she endured and her choices.
She read all those books and then just tossed them behind.
Still
and be like,
no,
nah.
No, I use them to justify my thinking, because every person who does bad things thinks they're right.
Just a little evil. I love it. Beautiful. Jamie, what becomes of Dolly?
I imagine Dolly at least sticks a little bit longer with Allie. Probably kind of like drop Ginny off into town where she can be a vigilante, and then she goes off to becoming a crazed vigilante that goes after three founders. I think Dolly tries to go like book smarts to find it, but then realizes this is too much effort to go after this, and then she keeps getting easily distracted. So she kind of gives up on her quest to find the three founders. So she starts getting really into the technology that the guy had, until eventually she creates a technological empire and changes her name to Elon Musk.
Oh. Turtle God. Elon Musk.
Confirmed.
Jesus. Does Dolly ever get pet turtles again?
Yeah. She once she has all the money, she easily creates like a monopoly. She gets a terrarium that is about the size of the entirety of Havendale. She actually buys out Havendale
and makes it into
a terrarium.
A city.
Yeah.
Good. Max, what happens to Alomar and Bent Dillerson?
They both. They love traveling with Dolly for a little bit. But I feel like in pretty much like every town, they are like trying to look for people to duel, but are like slowly realizing that there's not just like a duelist waiting for the next guy to come around, you know. But they do, after a while, like start going by different names and start just kind of like traveling the country together. They probably do a little bit of like Robin Hooding here and there. But when it's like a real like big atrocity, you know, that they just come across, they probably do end up ignoring a lot of like smaller cries for help, you know. But they just try and go on and enjoy the time that they have left with each other and just wander the country.
Cute, beautiful. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey of the tavern. It's been real fun having you guys. For the last time, just for the tavern, we'll keep plugging things when we convert back over to the main campaign. But hey, Maeve, you got anything to plug?
Yeah, I would like to plug the DM in the Best Friend Fee by Wickham. She is absolutely great at DMing, even though she might not think it. And she is a lovely human being, and I love her with my whole heart.
Oh, thank you. Hey, James.
Yeah.
Jamie, got anything to plug?
I'll plug Max Riley, because I feel like he's now feeling a little bit like diminished after that statement. It feels like, you know, Max, you're still also a great DM.
You are a wonderful DM.
But I'll also bring
my
back.
My world was rattled.
No. Yeah.
Kills off Roman.
Phoebe, I'll also plug the wonderful DM Phoebe. You did a great job, and it was like actually really well done. I had fun playing Crazy Turtle Lady. That was a lot of fun, and you made that dream come true.
Of course. Max, got anything to plug?
I'd also like to plug our wonderful dungeon mistress Phoebe Wickham for making a great little a great little world for us, and a lot of great little dilemmas, you know, that we all solved in different ways. I really enjoyed this little mini arc.
Yay.
It was really nice.
Yes, so I'm gonna plug all you guys. This was my first time ever DMing a full thing that was multiple sessions. And most of the things that I did before this never finished in a good way. So really, this is my first time seeing something from start to finish, and also over multiple goes of it. So thank you so much for being so patient with me, and also providing such great characters that I didn't need to worry about it being entertaining to listen to, because no matter what, you guys were gonna be entertaining. I didn't have to worry about it. Especially when I realized, like, halfway through that putting you guys all in a space and just locking the door wasn't necessarily the best fodder for good podcasting, but y'all made it absolutely superb to just experience all the way through, so thank you so much. I promise the next time I DM for you guys, it's gonna be even better. But thank you for all that, and also I'm gonna plug Max Riley a little bit, just because, oh god, how have you done this for two years? It's been years. You've been doing this for years. How? So much.
I wish I could tell you. 2 years?
It's just two years. Too many.
2 years.
Wild. And I hope that we all are friends for another 50 more, and we all keep just playing D&D together. Yeah. Because y'all are my besties, and I love you all. With that wholesomeness out of the way, time for a little bit shameless capitalism. Follow us on all of our social media. Just search The Rock, D the letter ND podcast. On whatever platform you want to try and find us on, and if we're there, we'll pop up, I promise. And if you're feeling really generous today, if we filled your hearts with a wholesome need to give us money, feel free to check us out on Anchor and click the button that lets you donate to us, and it'll help us keep making the show and let us keep having excuses to hang out with each other, which is a wonderful thing to have. Other than that, thank you so much for listening and joining us for this mini arc, and we will see you with The Rock next time. Goodbye!
Bye! Bye.
You know?
Hmm.